Foster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, coming off the big St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I heard from Madison and Emily. They took their friend Natalie out for her 21st birthday down to the big parade.
Oh, boy.
Because it seems like the one thing she forgot was her phone. So they wanted a Brian Bellbuster so she would really remember her 21st birthday. So here's what happened.
Hello?
Yeah, trying to reach Natalie?
Yes, this is she.
Natalie, Detective Colin Sullivan here.
Hi, yeah.
Were you down celebrating over the weekend?
I was, yes. The St. Patty's Parade.
Did you happen to lose anything?
My phone.
We did find a phone here. We opened it up here to figure out whose it was. It's where we got your number. And I had to go through some of the pictures to figure out whose phone it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You are 21, correct?
Yeah, it was my 21st birthday.
Oh, okay. Good, because it looks like you were having a good time. Although, you know, there's a few pictures. It looks like you were drinking beer out on a public street. That's illegal, you know.
What?
We might need you to come down here to the precinct to answer a few more questions.
No, that has to be just water. I mean, we went to the bar and then we didn't drink on the street.
That would be disorderly conduct out there doing that.
I wouldn't do that. No.
Okay. So you didn't walk out of the bar with a glass and, you know, walk around there.
No, that
stealing
is
stealing things from the bar or anything.
I would not do that.
Okay. All right, good. And it looks like there's some up-kilt pictures of our fife and drum corps. What? Does that seem like something you guys were doing? That doesn't seem right.
Absolutely not.
Fellas out there marching with their bagpipes and... You know,
no, I mean...
It answers the questions, what do they wear under those kilts, though, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know, because I did not take those pictures, sir.
No?
That is not me.
Well, because that would be a problem. These pictures of, it looks like it's you and a leprechaun. Did the leprechaun give you the okay to do what you were doing there?
What? No, that is definitely...
Did you ever find a pot of gold?
This is my phone? Are you allowed to do that?
Were you jumping up and down screaming, "You're always after me, Lucky Charms"? That doesn't seem right.
No, I don't, that does not ring a bell. No. Can you tell me where to come pick up my phone?
Well, I'm afraid you're probably going to have to come right down to the precinct. We have a lot of questions to ask you.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, so, these pictures seem to prove otherwise there, Natalie.
But if you have to, I mean, this has to be the wrong person. I've never even gotten like a speeding ticket.
Were you at the parade with some other friends there?
Yes. Yeah. My two friends, Madison and Emily, I mean, they can vouch for me. I'm the party pooper of the group.
I don't know. We've already heard from Madison and Emily because they're in one of our questioning rooms down here as well.
Oh my God, really?
So we might need you to come down. Do you ever listen to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR, Natalie?
Yeah, we love them. We listen to them a lot.
Well, Madison and Emily told us that it was your birthday and wanted to get you a Brian Bellbuster.
Oh my God.
Wanted to make your birthday weekend even more memorable.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God.
So, yeah, Natalie, this is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally, and we just wanted to say happy birthday and thank you for listening to WROR. It seems like that's probably maybe the best decision you've made.
Yeah. I guess the best decision Madison and Emily ever made, too.
All right. Keep making good choices, okay, Natalie?
Absolutely.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.